Welcome to the deep dive. The world scene feels pretty turbulent right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We're seeing geopolitical flare-ups kind of all over South Asia, the Middle East, Europe.
Right. And big players like Iran, the U.S., China, they're all navigating some tricky situations diplomatically and with trade. We've gathered some key reports to try and make sense of it.
Exactly. It's like a snapshot of this really complex, interconnected world. Our goal today really is to cut through some of the noise, pinpoint the main developments, and see how they connect, especially when we look at energy markets. That seems to be a key thread.
Okay, sounds good. Let's dive right in then. South Asia first, India and Pakistan.
Yeah, the Indian airstrike following that terrorist attack, that's really spiked tensions immediately.
Pakistan's response was pretty strong too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Condemnation, vowing retaliation.
Absolutely. It signals this probably isn't cooling down fast. India's move was quite assertive. It definitely raises the stakes in a region with a lot of history. We'll need to watch if this escalates.
For sure. Okay, then shifting over to the Middle East, Gaza. It seems like things are intensifying there too.
They are. Increased Israeli air operations, reports of a full-scale ground operation plan being approved.
And the fatalities. The numbers are concerning.
Deeply concerning. It highlights the really severe human cost, and you're seeing international apprehension. There's a real risk of wider instability depending on how others in the region react.
And then Europe. Russia announced a ceasefire in Ukraine, but only for 3 days.
Yeah, May 8th to 10th. But Ukraine seems very skeptical.
Well, you can understand why.
Exactly, that skepticism, it really speaks volumes about the lack of trust. Ukraine's asking for a longer-term commitment. This limited offer, it just doesn't address the core issues. Makes you wonder about the real motive behind it.
Right. Okay, so amidst all this conflict, there is some diplomacy happening.
Yeah.
Iran and the U.S. are set for nuclear talks.
Apparently so. Scheduled for Sunday in Oman, trying to de-escalate, maybe get back towards the nuclear deal framework.
Which is interesting timing with everything else going on.
It is. It's a delicate situation. Both sides say they want to de-escalate, but, those big disagreements, uranium enrichment, sanctions,
Yeah.
they're still there. Big hurdles.
So the outcome could really matter for regional stability. And energy too, as you mentioned.
Definitely.
And sticking with global powers, China and the US, their trade relationship doesn't seem to be thawing much.
No, not really. Another round of talks planned, I think, in Switzerland, but the fundamental issues, the tariffs, they seem pretty entrenched.
So more talking, but maybe not much movement expected.
It feels like deep strategic economic rivalries are still driving things. Dialogue's happening, sure, but a major shift seems unlikely short term, and that affects global trade flows, obviously.
Okay, so let's connect the dots to energy markets now. OPEC Plus decided to increase oil output.
Yeah, that's the plan. An increase of about 411,000 barrels per day starting in June.
Which is interesting because oil prices have been pretty low, right? Like 4-year lows recently. Brent was around 62.2.
Exactly. Brent hit $62.47 on Thursday, May 8th. So yeah, increasing output now, it could be a strategic play, maybe about market share for some key producers.
And we have some specific price points too, like fuel oil, bitumen.
Right. Singapore 180 CST fuel oil was around $414. Bitumen prices varied. Singapore $405, South Korea $385. Bahrain seems stable at $370, while Europe was a bit higher, $390-$440 range.
Gotcha. So, what are the potential impacts, particularly on those bitumen markets? Let's start with India.
Okay, India. Sources suggest we might see maybe marginal support for bitumen prices there. Why? Well, possible disruptions in bulk imports may be tied to sanctions elsewhere.
Okay.
And the rupee weakening could also mean domestic refiners nudge prices up a bit, sort of localized ripple effects from bigger trends.
Right. And what about Iran? They're a major bitumen exporter.
Yeah, but they've got issues. That fire at the Bandar Abbas port, they're still recovering. That, plus existing energy imbalances, is expected to cause pretty significant disruption to their bitumen supply and exports. And there's low competition reported for vacuum bottom purchases. That's the feedstock for bitumen. Only 25% rate. It suggests maybe underlying refinery issues or just general instability from falling oil prices and, the geopolitical uncertainty.
So Iran's facing supply problems, partly internal, but made worse by low oil prices and just the general instability in the region.
Precisely. It really shows how everything's linked, doesn't it? Geopolitics, diplomacy, trade, energy production decisions, it all weaves together.
Leaves a lot of uncertainty.
A huge amount. The instability we're tracking on all these fronts, It just feeds that uncertainty about what comes next.
So for you listening, the big picture here is one of, well, significant global instability right now.
Mm-hmm.
These events aren't isolated. They're connected and they have real economic impacts, especially as we've seen in energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which leads to, I think, a really crucial final thought. Considering this volatility, you know, driven by geopolitics and production choices, how can individual countries, how can different industries best prepare? What's the strategy for navigating potential future disruptions and these price swings? Definitely something to keep thinking about as this all continues to unfold.